This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're leading with a sobering example of how talking about the economy, measured by dollars going to and fro, often doesn't measure our lived experience. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the Urban Institute studied how much material hardship has increased during the pandemic and for whom. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has our story.
A surprising thing happened in the pandemic downturn, says Michael Cartman at the Urban Institute. The share of Americans reporting they didn't have enough to eat or couldn't pay their bills actually fell. But he says when you look at just households where someone lost their job, it's a different story.
About one in three adults reported food insecurity in 2020. One in five had trouble paying the rent or mortgage and utility bills.
Cartman says for many families hit by job loss, even multiple government relief payments and safety net supports couldn't keep hunger and bill collectors at bay. But for families that kept their jobs, government financial help left many a little better off than before the pandemic. Fiona Gregg is at the J.P. Morgan Chase Institute.
Stimulus payments and unemployment benefits have fueled the spending of low-income families and I think kept our economy chugging along.
She says without government help, a lot more families would be in financial distress. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.